Chapter 33, Stages on the Journey. The following are the stages by which the Israelites journeyed up by companies from the land of Egypt under the guidance of Moses and Aaron. By the Lord's command, Moses recorded the starting places of the various stages. The starting places of the successive stages were: they set out from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the Passover morrow, the Israelites went forth in triumph, in view of all Egypt, while the Egyptians buried their firstborn, all of whom the Lord had struck down. On their gods, too, the Lord executed judgments. From Egypt to Sinai. Setting out from Ramesses, the Israelites camped at Succoth. Setting out from Succoth, they camped at Etham, near the edge of the desert. Setting out from Etham, they turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, which is opposite Baal-Zephon, and they camped opposite Migdol. Setting out from Pi-Hahiroth, they crossed over through the sea into the desert, and after a 3 days' journey in the desert of Etham, they camped at Marah. Setting out from Marah, they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. Setting out from Elim, they camped beside the Red Sea. Setting out from the Red Sea, they camped in the desert of Sin. Setting out from the desert of Sin, they camped at Dophkah. Setting out from Dophkah, they camped at Alush. Setting out from Alush, they camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. Setting out from Rephidim, they camped in the desert of Sinai. From Sinai to Kadesh. Setting out from the desert of Sinai, they camped at Kibroth Hataava. Setting out from Kibroth Hataava, they camped at Hazeroth. Setting out from Hazeroth, they camped at Rithmah. Setting out from Rithmah, they camped at Rimon Perez. Setting out from Rimon Perez, they camped at Libna. Setting out from Libna, they camped at Rissa. Setting out from Rissa, they camped at Kehelatha. Setting out from Kehelatha, they camped at Mount Shepher. Setting out from Mount Shepher, they camped at Harada. Setting out from Harada, they camped at Machiloth. Setting out from Machiloth, they camped at Tehath. Setting out from Tehath, they camped at Terah. Setting out from Terah, they camped at Mithkah. Setting out from Mithkah, they camped at Hashmona. Setting out from Hashmona, from Mount Hor to Ezion Geber, they camped at Moseroth. Setting out from Moseroth, they camped at Bene Jaakan. Setting out from Bene Jaakan, they camped at Mount Gidgad. Setting out from Mount Gidgad, they camped at Jotbatha. Setting out from Jotbatha, they camped at Abrona. Setting out from Abrona, they camped at Ezion Geber. Setting out from Ezion Geber, from Kadesh to Mount Hor. They camped in the desert of Zin at Kadesh. Setting out from Kadesh, they camped at Mount Hor on the border of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest ascended Mount Hor at the Lord's command, and there he died in the 40th year from the departure of the Israelites from the land of Egypt on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Now when the Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negeb in the land of Canaan, heard that the Israelites were coming, setting out from Mount Hor, from Ezion Geber to the plains of Moab, they camped at Zalmona. Setting out from Zalmona, they camped at Punon. Setting out from Punon, they camped at Oboth. Setting out from Oboth, they camped at Lai Abarim on the border of Moab. Setting out from Lai Abarim, they camped at Dibon Gad. Setting out from Dibon Gad, they camped at Almon Diblathaim. Setting out from Almon Diblathaim, they camped in the Abarim Mountains opposite Nebo. Setting out from the Abarim Mountains, they camped on the plains of Moab along the Jericho stretch of the Jordan. Their camp along the Jordan on the plains of Moab extended from Beth Jeshimoth to Abel Shittim. Conquest and division of Canaan. The Lord spoke to Moses on the plains of Moab, beside the Jericho stretch of the Jordan, and said to him, "Tell the Israelites, When you go across the Jordan into the land of Canaan, drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, destroy all their stone figures and molten images, and demolish all their high places. You shall take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given you the land as your property. You shall apportion the land among yourselves by lot, clan by clan, assigning a large heritage to a large group, and a small heritage to a small group. Wherever anyone's lot falls, there shall his property be, within the heritage of his ancestral tribe. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, those whom you allow to remain will become as barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they will harass you in the country where you live, and I will treat you as I had intended to treat them.